Tangent Gaming Podcast is on the air. My name is Toby. I sure hope you guys are doing great. I heard a little bit of information at my family's Christmas party. So what I decided to do was I decided to Google it to see how true it is. And the things that I have found were very interesting, as well as a statement that came out a few weeks ago about a certain movie. Let's go to the system first and let's talk about it. Well, so far we're in the generation of Microsoft Series X as well as PlayStation 5. And Nintendo's release there soon. Anyway, they're kind of like the third child type deal. So you're thinking, all right, what is the next generation going to be? So this guy told me that Microsoft is planning to take the next generation after the Series X and turning it into a cloud-based gaming setup. So you can play it on your phone, your computer, la-di-da-di-da-da-da. And I'm looking at him, I'm thinking, well, that's one of the most dumbest things that I've heard. So I Googled it, and sure the hell, they're actually talking about the next generation of Xbox. They are going to be doing cloud gaming. That is going to be incredible, just for the simple fact you don't need to spend like $1,000 for the next generation, where you can use it on your computer, your cell phone if it's powerful enough, probably on the Series X or the Series S. So there's going to be a lot of chances and opportunities to play. However, this is where that one comment that I read a few weeks ago kind of burned something in my head. The guy who was the producer of that Oppenheimer about the atomic bomb, he actually said the best thing for you to do is to go out and buy a physical copy of this movie. The reason why is because you get to own the disc and nobody can take it away from you. So the more I thought about it, this guy's right. With me personally, I like to go digital. I have 5 kids. Discs get wrecked like so easy. So I figured just go digital. However, after this comment that was made, it kind of made me think twice about owning digital compared to owning physical. Most people say go physical because if you have to, you can just sell it and get 20, 30 bucks for it. And it looks cool. That is true. The one part that I really never thought of about the digital is Nintendo is shutting down, I think, their 3DS library. So those digitals are no longer available. And if your 3DS crashes, they're gone forever. Microsoft is shutting down the 360 store. So the only way that you'll be able to play them is if they're on your 360, or if they come out on the Game Pass. Think about that for a second. So you could spend, say, $5,000 on video games on the library, digitally. Anytime you want, you can download to your hard drive, play it, delete it, download another one, play it, delete it, go back to the first one. That's not a problem. You can do that. At no time do they have to explain it, but they could get rid of that system's library. So say in 10 years, Microsoft looks at you guys and say, all right, enough is enough. We're shutting down Xbox One's massive library. If you don't have it saved, you're SOL. You just imagine you spend $5,000 for everything digital because it's in the cloud. You get to have it there. There's no cases there around. And all of a sudden it's gone. Where with the $5,000, if you have physical games, nobody can take away any of that from you. So is this cloud gaming scenario that Xbox is trying to do, is this going to be one of those things where they have more control over what you as a consumer purchase? Because basically, with the way that it is, if you have the disc, you own it. But if you purchase it online, many are actually saying you're not purchasing the game, you're buying the license to play the game. At no time or rhyme or reason will they have the right to give you a refund because you shut it down. Like, it really doesn't make sense. How many people are going to be scared of doing it this particular way with the cloud? And is PlayStation still going to be doing the cloud idea? Or are they going to make the next generation console? I don't know. And this is also another thing. Will it be a powerful version of the Nintendo Switch that runs the cloud? There are so many questions that need to be answered, and I think I'm going to be following this a little bit more because it's going to affect a lot of Xbox players. There will be quite a few that will be switching from the Xbox to the PlayStation if the PlayStation doesn't do the cloud gaming and if they stick with the regular discs. And when this guy told me all of this information that he knew, I looked at him, I smiled, I said, that's the reason why I'm starting to get more into the retro gaming, just for the simple fact, if you want that game, you have to buy the physical disc. Because there's really no way of going digital with those, unless you have a ROM emulator, and you have the actual disc for purchase proof. Otherwise, you're screwed. Like, it really doesn't make sense. But that guy, like that producer of that movie, he actually made me think twice and made me realize he is right. If you buy the physical copy, nobody has a right to take it away from you. Unless it's a fire or flood, kids destroying, blah, blah, blah. But that, I'd rather gamble with that than buy something online than all of a sudden just have it disappear. It's crazy. All right, you guys, I better let you go. Hopefully you enjoy the episode. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can contact me. And the most common is bio.link/tangentgaming. That will give you links to my host, Apple, Spotify, as well as Twitter, and it even gives you the option to leave a voicemail message or text, which I will read in an upcoming episode. Then there's even a 5% discount code to save at Power Up Gaming if you want some of your retro gaming fix. All right, in the meantime, Tangent Gaming 189 across social media and email, it's tangentsgaming189@gmail.com. I will talk to you later, and thank you for tuning in.